Anyway, welcome to you all. It's lovely to see you. I've got Jane Slegg here, who's helping me. Those of you who don't know Jane, Jane's with me this morning, and it's lovely to see you. And on this 11th Sunday after Trinity. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips. And
And
our
our
mouths
mouths
shall
shall
proclaim
proclaim
your
your
praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your
your saving
saving power
power
among the
among the
nations. Bless the Lord, you heavens. Sing
Sing his
his
praise
praise
and
and
exalt
exalt him
forever.
forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord. Sing
Sing his
his praise
praise
and
and
exalt
exalt
him
him forever.
forever. Bless the Lord, all people on earth. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. O people of God, bless the Lord. Sing
Sing his
his praise
praise
and
and
exalt
exalt
him
him
forever.
forever.
Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord. Sing
Sing
his
his
praise
praise
and
and
exalt
exalt
him
him
forever.
forever.
Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit. Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart. Bless
Bless
the
the
Father,
Father,
the
the
Son,
Son,
and
and
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit.
Spirit.
Sing
Sing
his
his
praise
praise
and
and
exalt
exalt
him
him
forever.
forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
It's the first reading, Romans 11:1-2a, 29-32. I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham, from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people, whom he foreknew. For God's gift and his call are irrevocable, just as you, who were at one time disobedient to God, have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience. So they too have now become disobedient, in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
Thanks
be
be
to
to God.
God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 67. God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that
That
your way may
may
be
be
known
known
upon
upon
earth,
earth,
your
your saving
saving
power
power among
among
all
nations.
nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh,
But
let
let
the
the
nations
nations
rejoice
rejoice
and
and
be
be
glad,
glad,
for
for
you
you
will
will
judge
judge
the
the
peoples
peoples
righteously
righteously
and
and
govern
govern
the
the
nations
nations
upon
upon
earth.
earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then
Then
shall
shall
the
the
earth
earth
bring
bring
forth
forth
her
her
increase,
increase,
and
and God,
God, our
our
own
own
God,
God,
will
will
bless
bless
us.
us.
God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In the face of Jesus Christ, your light and glory have blazed forth, O God of all the nations. With all your people, may we make known your grace and walk in the ways of peace for your name's sake. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as
As
it
it
was
was
in the
in the
beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now,
now,
and
and will
shall be
be forever.
forever. Amen.
Amen. Is Matthew 15:21-28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I love some of the songs I used to sing in Sunday school as a child. I am happy. I am loved. I am happy, loved, and saved. Wide, wide as the ocean. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I'm sure some of you remember such songs and others like them. They are the songs of my childhood, and they describe the Jesus of my childhood. White, looking wistful and painted by someone like Margaret Tarrant. I love those old songs and images because they are simple and easy, and if I'm honest, they take me back to happy times and make me feel good. They conjure up a sweet and cuddly Jesus, a passive Jesus, a gentle Jesus, meek and mild. And they are the images of Jesus that many of us still hanker after and cling to. It's the sort of world we would like to live in, a Jackie Lawson, Walt Disney sort of world. And in that world would be the sort of Jesus we want Jesus to be. But, and it's a big but, there's a problem with all of that. And there's a problem with that sort of image of Jesus and that sort of faith and how it fits with real life in this difficult and complicated world. We only have to read the news, listen to our politicians, watch as desperate migrants make the hazardous journey across the channel, give our donations to chat and hear the stories of those who have lost everything. Hear the anger and hurt of those who have suffered injustice and discrimination for generations, or spend time with a friend who is struggling with illness, or listen to the worries of those facing unemployment, concerned about the future, to know that life is not simple or easy, and it's definitely not fair. And at this point, we know that a sentimental faith in a gentle baby Jesus just doesn't do it. It just doesn't help. It doesn't cut the mustard. We need a faith that is rugged and robust and will carry us through life. And that's why we can learn so much from the Canaanite woman in today's gospel reading. I don't think that that woman would think of Jesus as being meek and mild. Quite the reverse. Just think about her. She isn't one of the chosen few. She's not part of the in crowd. In fact, she's an outsider. And most respectable people would not want to be anywhere near her. She's a Canaanite. And to make matters worse, she's a woman. And in that society, that meant that she was at the bottom of the pile. She has no value or status. And what's even worse, she's feisty. She shouts. She screams. She makes a fuss. She won't take no for an answer. She comes to Jesus because she is desperate for his help. Her daughter is ill. And what does Jesus do? He ignores her and appears to insult her. I have to admit that there are elements in this story that make me feel uncomfortable. I don't like to think of Jesus behaving like that. Had he had a bad day? Was he tired? Was he testing the woman? Was he demonstrating something to his disciples? Whatever the reason, I don't like it. But there is something about this story that rings true. There have been times when I have been anxious or fearful, and I have prayed and prayed and prayed, and nothing has happened. There is no answer. There are days when I try and give all that I am to God. I read the Bible, I wait, I listen, but nothing. Silence. I know how this Canaanite woman feels. I know what it is like to cry out to God, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me, and then hear nothing in reply. In this story, Jesus completely ignores the Canaanite woman's cries and has a chat with his disciples. I suspect she's probably used to being ignored. Have you ever felt that that has happened to you? That your cries for help have gone unnoticed? What do? Give up? Leave the church? Rant and rave? Look at what that woman did. She went back for more. She kept on going. She kept asking for help. She wouldn't take no for an answer. Even though Jesus remained silent, the woman persisted. She kept on worshipping. She kept on pleading. She came as close to Jesus as she could. She stayed at his feet. Lord, help me. This time, Jesus answers. It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. That sounds so harsh. But maybe Jesus is just saying it as it is. There are children in this world and there are dogs. There are outsiders and the in crowd. And you and I know it. There are those who have plenty and those who have not. There are those who struggle and those who have a ball. That is the reality of life. It is not simple and it's not easy. Funnily enough, when you look at the Bible passage, the woman doesn't seem to be in the least offended. She agrees with Jesus. She knows it to be true. Yes, it is, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And this time, Jesus not only speaks to her, but he acts. Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. I still have no idea why Jesus reacted to the woman in the way that he did. But I do know that this story is probably not so much about Jesus' reaction, but about the woman's faith in desperately difficult circumstances when everything was stacked against her. Life is difficult, and deep, abiding faith is a struggle. The world is divided between children and dogs. And when we feel like the Canaanite woman, no better than a dog, ignored, unheard, unjustly treated, all we can do is throw ourselves at Jesus' feet and cry out, Lord, help me, and to stay there, to be in his presence. God may or may not do what we want. It's up to him. He is God after all. But if we stop being at his feet, if we leave his presence, we may miss hearing his words of reassurance, and we may miss seeing him act. Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. Amen.
Father, we pause to think of all those in our lives who bring your love to us. We thank you for those who first taught us of you, who first nurtured us. For any who over the years have encouraged us, we bring them to mind now and thank you for the part they played in making us who we are now. We pray for those we live with or spend time with regularly. Thank you for the ways they make us better people. And we think of all those for whom we have cared and have care and responsibility. Show us how we can bring your love to them in deeper ways. We remember those who are sick, sorrowful, or sad at this time, especially Jack, Brenda, Olivia, Mary, Keith, Janice, Joy, Peter, Rosemary, Shirley, Emily, Steve, Henrietta, Mandy, Will, Muriel, Mike, Bob, Jeffrey, and those who have recently died, Betty Kitchen, Kate Barlow, Winifred Elmsworthy. Help us all to share the joys and the pains of being human by respecting each other and seeing everyone through your eyes. Father, help us to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Enlarge our hearts to see others as you see them. Father, we pray for any groups that we belong to. We pause to remember for a moment what it feels like to belong. Help us to be people and places of welcome, that all who cross our paths may feel the extent of your love and welcome. Forgive us when we have failed to be welcoming, for whatever reason. Show us how to be those who see others through your eyes. Let there always be love between us and among us, whoever we are with. Father, help us to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Enlarge our hearts to see others as you see them. Father, we pray for all those in our society who cannot stand up for themselves or feel they do not have a voice. We pray for young children, particularly those in care. We think of those who live on the streets of our cities, or those moved from hotel room to hotel room, never able to settle. We pray for the elderly, trapped in isolation and loneliness. We think of refugees and all those trapped in a cycle of human exploitation. For prisoners, for all who live in abusive relationships, for those who have had to flee their homes because of war or natural disasters. Father, we cry out to you for all these people and more who may come to mind now in the stillness. Father, help us to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Enlarge our hearts to see others as you see them. Father, we pray for our schools. We pause to bring to mind the schools in our neighbourhood. We know that schools can sometimes be a place of fear and anxiety, where young people are under such pressure to conform. We pray for all who are bullied, for those who feel on the edge. We pray for those excluded from school for whatever reason. We pray for teachers and support staff, asking that every student will have the opportunity to find a listening ear and an encouraging voice, helping them to reach their full potential. We thank you for those who helped us too. We pray for those receiving exam results this week. Help them to find the best way forward for the next stage of their education. Father, help us to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Enlarge our hearts to see others as you see them. Father, we pray for our church communities. Help us to be places of welcome. Make us to be a truly inclusive body, a family of the people of God. Show us how to be your hands, feet, ears, and eyes in our communities. Bring in the refreshment of your all-embracing love to everyone we meet. Encourage us to go out and tell others the good news of your kingdom. Father, help us to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Enlarge our hearts to see others as you see them. Father, As we go forward into a new week, go ahead of us, we pray. We offer you our relationships, our family, places, our unfamiliar situations, our fears, our joys. We offer you all that we are, knowing that you will never turn us away. We are always welcome in your presence, so remind us to come freely and frequently to spend time with you. We commit our ways to you in the week ahead, offering you our time and our gifts, and asking that you would see them for the good of others and for your glory. Father, help us to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves.
Enlarge our hearts to see others as you see them. Engage our minds to remember that we are your children. Encourage us in all our relationships to bring your love to others. Amen.
And the collect for today, the 11th Sunday after Trinity. O God, you declare your mighty power most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace that we, running the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen. Thank you very much for your company this morning. Thank you, Jane, for helping with
Thank
the
you.
Service. I hope you all have a great day and see you same time, same channel next week.
Brilliant.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.